Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. My next guest has been on the show a few times, is the co-star of the cult classic movie The Room, which was written by, directed, and stars Tommy Wiseau. And Greg Sestero is his name, and he has starred in this classic cult film, which has incredibly successful screenings around the world, and particularly here in Chicago, from what I understand, like major cult following here in Chicago. And there's going to be a screening of it this weekend at the Music Box Theater Friday, and it's going to be a big multimedia event. And Greg Sestero went on to write a book called The Disaster Artist, which is about the making of the movie The Room. And Greg has been on the show before, and we welcome him back to talk about all the cool stuff in the book, talk about the movie, and talk about the event coming up this Friday at the Music Box. Greg Sestero. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick. Glad to be back on.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. It's just, it's crazy to have been in this film, you know, and when I made it, I didn't expect anybody to ever see it. And yeah. So, you know, to be here now 13 years later and for it to still be doing, you know, better every year, it's really surprising.
It really is kind of an amazing story. You know, I mean, I've been reviewing movies here at WGN now for 30 years, and I don't know if I've ever come across a story quite as unique and quite as strange as the making of and the reception and the response to the movie The Room. And I know you've been acting for a long time. It's a crazy story, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, I made this movie when I was, you know, 24. I expected, you know, I met Tommy in an acting class in San Francisco, you know, and it was his dream to be a movie star. And so he tried to do it the traditional route, and it didn't really work out. So, you know, he takes $6 million from somewhere, you know, makes his own movie, puts me in it. I was, you know, reluctant to be in it. I had read the script and, you know, was willing to help him, but you know, I figured I'd do it, move on to the next thing, and,
yeah,
and that became the thing. So, you know, and then it just gets crazier. I wrote this book, you know, about my experience making it, and now starting this Friday, James Franco and Seth Rogen are going to start shooting, adapting the book into a film.
It's so crazy. When I heard that Franco was going to do it, I was beside myself when I heard that. He picked up the rights to the book from you, man. Congratulations. That is so cool. That is just absolutely cool.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I appreciate it. It just goes to show you never know in this business, you know, what's going to strike a chord. And
yeah.
I mean, one of the very first events, you know, that I really ever did was at the Music Box back in 2011 when I was first getting the idea, you know, to write the book. And I remember there was like 1,800 people that showed up that weekend. I just couldn't believe, you know, being at the Music Box and watching the reaction to the film.
Yeah.
You know, it's just such a passionate audience. So, you know, coming back to Chicago, you know, now is the adaptation of the book is happening. It's kind of a perfect start.
Yeah. I've had you on the show a few times, a couple of times live in studio with Tommy. Which I have to say,
I'll never forget.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll never forget your reaction to some of his responses. I thought that,
yeah,
those are the most entertaining part.
Well, you know, it's got to be pretty unbelievable to tour around with that guy and to just watch him you know, handle the interviews. Now let's go back before we get into that. I totally want to talk about the movie. I definitely want to talk about the book, which, by the way, first of all, congratulations, like I said, on the success of the book and the fact that it's going to be adapted by such big movie stars and everything. But I got to tell you, Greg, it's a terrific book. I mean, just in general, it is a really good behind-the-scenes Hollywood book. Just really, really well done, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's talk about the beginning of your, you know, your interest in, let's go back in time, beginning of your interest in acting. Where are you originally from, and had you always had the bug to act?
Yeah, I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area, and when I was 12, I mean, some people, you know, the movie that got them started was like Scarface or, you know, The Godfather. You know, mine was Home Alone. I I saw the movie Home Alone. I ended up writing a script.
By the way, Greg, I'm sure you're aware of this. Home Alone just celebrated its 30th anniversary. Or 25th anniversary. Yeah. 25th anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. I've actually visited the home out there in Winnetka.
Yeah.
I ended up going there, yeah. So anyway, I sent the script in with a role for myself opposite Macaulay Culkin. And anyway, the script was obviously terrible. But John Hughes sent me a letter saying he was really impressed that someone at that age was thinking about, you know, writing a script and to keep going. And so that kind of started my interest in film. And so shortly thereafter, I ended up doing some commercial modeling work in Europe when I was like 17. I got back to San Francisco and I took an acting class in San Francisco. And that's where I met. That's where I ended up meeting Tommy, which kind of started this whole journey of what's become with The Room. And in between, I've done other stuff, but no one, you know, everyone's really responded to The Room.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of been what the break was.
Well, I love the fact that there is this nice Chicago connection with this story, Greg. I mean, you know, Home Alone was shot here in Chicago. John Hughes, who was your inspiration, a Chicago boy, Now, how big is the crowd? It's pretty huge when The Room is screened at the Music Box, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big theater. It's got like, 700 seats. And so the times that I've been there, we've done multiple nights. This time we're just doing Friday night, but it's usually a really big crowd. I mean, I think it's probably the biggest outside of LA.
Yeah.
You know, in Chicago.
That's something, man. We're proud of that, too, I got to tell you. I got to tell you, Greg, the first time I saw The Room, I saw it on video. So I didn't.
Oh, no.
I didn't. No, I know. Nice response, man. No, I saw it on video, and I kind of was like, when I first saw it, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, you know, and thought it was like insane and one of the craziest movies I've ever seen. And then, you know, about, I guess it was 3-4 months later, I went to a screening at the Music Box, and then I went, I see what I was missing. I was missing this insane crowd, and it was very much, and I'm sure you've heard this a million times, I'm sure you've talked about this a million times, very much like going to see Rocky Horror.
Yeah, I mean, the movie, if you watch it by yourself at home, it's dangerous. I showed it to my parents. I showed the rough cut to them.
Yeah.
And I remember the look on their faces was like, oh, my mom was like, oh, God, if this gets out, you're done, basically. And my dad was laughing because he couldn't believe it existed. And so in that environment, you know, it doesn't really come alive. If you watch it with a crowd and you got people commenting on each scene and picking up stuff that you don't normally notice.
Yeah.
It really comes live, and it's really an entertaining experience.
Well, I will say this though, Greg, watching it on my own was awesome, but a different kind of experience. Like I just kind of sat there on my couch, going, "What the hell is this? What the hell is going on?" I mean, it was a very singular experience, but then seeing it with the crowd who obviously just having a great time. It's great. Now, before we start talking about the book and all the other stuff, first of all, for people who might not know what The Room is, Greg, do your best to describe this film and your part in it.
I would say that it's really the film an alien would make after having films thoroughly explained to him. It's really unlike anything you could possibly imagine. I was trying to explain this to someone a few weeks ago before they saw the film, and it was like, you know, hyping it up, and I thought maybe it's going too far, but, you know, this person did see it, and they're like, you couldn't have hyped it up anymore. I mean, it blew me away. It's really something that you can't explain. You just have to experience it, and there's really really unlike anything that's out there.
It really is. It is kind of supposed to be a domestic drama about betrayal. Tommy Wiseau, who wrote, directed it, stars in it. He's the main character. You play his best friend in it. And there's all kinds of betrayals with women and friends, and there's a kid that likes to hang around, and a it's just very, very difficult to explain, but it is kind of what Tommy Wiseau sees as a domestic drama based on betrayal. Would that be fair enough in his eyes?
Yeah, I mean, really, I think he was setting out to make the next Streetcar Named Desire, you know, the next great classic American drama. That was the goal.
Right. Okay. Well, Greg, hang on, all right, man?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Greg Sestero is here. He is the co-star of the cult classic The Room. He is the author of the terrific book called The Disaster Artist, which we're going to get to. And he's going to be appearing at the Music Box this Friday. Now, if you've not seen The Room, you've got to go. It's going to be a special multimedia event, $12 for the 10 p.m. multimedia presentation with Greg in person, $20 for the live presentation, and then the midnight screening of The Room. And we'll give you all the information on that. You have to come back. By the way, the Music Box has infamous midnight screenings of The Room. If you've never gone, you should. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk more with Greg Sestero, author of The Disaster Artist, coming up right here on 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on a Tuesday morning, and we're here till 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page with over 11,600 fans, facebook.com/NickDShow. And you can also check us out on Twitter at NickDShow. My guest is Greg Sestero. He is the co-star of the cult classic film The Room, which has had legendary midnight screenings at the Music Box. There's going to be another one Friday night, this Friday night, and it's a special multimedia event. Before the midnight screening of The Room, Greg is going to be there live, and he's going to have a multimedia presentation. It's $20 for both the presentation and the film. $12 for the 10 p.m. multimedia presentation if you just want to see that, and then $12 if you just come to the midnight screening of The Room. Tickets are available, and you can check it out at the Music Box. And if you want to hear about the book, which we're going to tell you about, The Disaster Artist, you want to get a copy of it. It's called thedisasterartistbook.com. And we welcome Greg Sestero back to the show. Greg, welcome back, man.
Good to be here.
All right. Let's talk about, you were talking about how when you came to Chicago 2011, when you did that tour, and that was one of the times that we had you here in studio. Tommy, by the way, brought me a Blu-ray copy of, he autographed it, a Blu-ray copy of The Room, and he was very excited about the Spanish language edition.
That's right.
He was like, man, it's a very important feature, he said.
Yeah, and now now he brings underwear, Tommy Wiseau underwear, to his interviews. So
yeah,
I think you got lucky with the Blu-ray.
Oh, I got. Not only did he give me a Blu-ray, he also gave me a football.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and he threw it to me. He passed it to me, which I was very happy about. So unfortunately, we were not on the roof of the building. So let's talk about the writing of the book, The Disaster Artist. And again, for those people who might have just turned in, this thing has been optioned and taken and adapted by a couple of hotshots, James Franco, Seth Rogen. Franco is going to play Wiseau, is that right?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, man. Who's playing you?
His brother Dave.
That is,
who was?
That's awesome, man. That's so great. All right, well, let's talk about the book first before we get into how Franco approached you to this. Now, obviously, and as I've mentioned before, man, I've read the book twice, Greg, and it is, even if you've not seen the movie, it is a terrifically entertaining book to read. Just if you're interested in the movie making process, if you're interested in Hollywood in general, it's just a great book all the way around. Now, having seen the movie, it makes it even more fun. So tell me about the writing of the book.
So after attending some of these screenings, people were coming up to me and wondering, like, how did you get involved with this thing? Why did it get made? And I knew that if, people knew the story behind it, that I had known Tommy years before, that we were roommates, the struggle, getting into Hollywood, my story and Tommy's story, I thought it would just kind of blow people away. And it would not only be, kind of a hilarious look at the making of the movie, but also kind of an odd, bizarre take on the American dream, that Tommy had kind of fulfilled his dream, and maybe not in the way he intended, but kind of the power of following your dreams and what can happen when you do that.
Yeah.
And so I hooked up with an author who writes for the New Yorker and Harper's, and we kind of sat down and really tried to write something first rate about something fifth rate. and it was a big challenge, but I took a while and I think we came up with something that we're both proud of.
Yeah. You should be proud of it, man. When obviously, when James Franco, Seth Rogen and that production company gets involved, that's a big deal. How did the news come to you that Franco was interested, and did you just kind of fall over?
I know James had done a review of the book for his Vice column.
Okay.
And really just wrote an amazing review. It was kind of the everything you dreamed about what you're trying to accomplish. You know, he really got it. He really got the story. And so I had met him at one of my book events and talked about, doing a movie of it. And he was really great. Talked to him several times about it. And they got some really great guys to do the script. They got the team who did 500 Days of Summer and Fault in Our Stars and Spectacular Now to do the script, and the script is really great.
That's great, man.
Warner Brothers is going to be distributing it. So they put together really kind of the best team, you could really hope for this project, and I think they're definitely handling it really well. It's all been a surprise, and it just keeps getting even more surreal.
That's great, man. Okay, so the story is about the making of The Room and your relationship with Tommy Wiseau, and you said that you met him in an acting class, a very mysterious guy who, even after reading the book twice, Greg, I have no idea who this dude is. And you lived with him, and you worked with him, and you know him. How well do you know Tommy Wiseau and who he really is?
That's perfectly put. I mean, I think after almost 18 years now, he's just a big mystery. You get one answer, and then it opens up a bunch more mysteries, part of me is kind of given up on really trying to get to the bottom of several things. And I guess you just gotta kind of accept him for who he is. I mean, whatever that may be. I mean, I still believe that what he told me the first time we hung out, that he was a vampire. So I think I just got to accept that and go with it.
Now, notoriously very mysterious. When you get some of the questions get a little bit personal, he doesn't answer them, or he answers them evasively, or gives different answers altogether. And you kind of delve into that stuff. You had encounters with him that nobody else has ever had, and you put them in the book. How does Tommy feel about the book? Does he think that you talk too much about him? Because there are several incidents in the book that took place where he got pissed at you for maybe talking too much about him or giving too much away or stuff like that. How did he feel about the book?
At first, I didn't know what he was. I mean, I know he thinks The Room is a great movie. And so I knew he would be thrown off by the title, calling it the greatest bad movie ever made.
Right.
But he did. He is fond of the friendship parts of the book. And then he called the book the Red Bible. and then he says, I guess his last sentiment was he approves of the book 50%. So I don't know really what to think. I know he is very excited about the movie, the adaptation of it. So, but really, I think my goal with the book was to show the human side of him and kind of, in some ways, he's the hero of the book, that he ends up sticking to his goal and making the film.
Yeah.
So,
I
think he comes off, very much the way he is, the lovable side of him, the zany side of him. I think it's all there. And I think in the end, there's a heroic aspect to his story.
You know what it reminded me of, Greg, and trust me, this is a massive compliment. It reminded me of Tim Burton's film, Ed Wood, which to me was about a guy who was a terrible filmmaker. who made a series of really awful movies. But it was, you know, the movie Ed Wood was Tim Burton's really loving tribute to that guy. It was a very, the guy was really sincere about trying to make great movies. And that, to me, it comes across in The Disaster Artist. It's the same kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, there is kind of like an innocence to both, you know, Ed Wood and Tommy in the sense that they really believe that they are these film, you know, these grand filmmakers, and they're gonna inflict their vision and make it happen, and they do it so sincerely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Greg, hang on, okay? When we come back, we'll come back, talk a little bit more about the book, and then I want you to tell everybody what they've got in store for themselves when they come on Friday, December 4th, to the multimedia event and the screening of The Room at the beautiful Music Box Theater. Greg, hang on, okay, man?
Sure.
More with Greg Sestero, who is the co-star of the cult classic movie The Room, author of The Disaster Artist, and he's going to be live at the Music Box Theater this Friday night. We'll be right back on 720 WGN. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's a Tuesday morning. Phone number is 312-981-7200. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, like around 4 o'clock, close to 4 o'clock, we're going to start talking about crazy neighbors. If you have any crazy neighbor stories, we want to hear from you. We're going to talk about crazy neighbors. Got some pretty insane stories from the internet, and I have some personal stories about crazy neighbors, and I'm sure you do too. So we'll get into that. That's coming up in just a little bit. But we're talking with Greg Sestero. He is the co-star of the cult classic movie The Room. If you haven't seen it, it's a singular experience, to say the least. And to see it at the Music Box with a huge audience is a lot of fun. This Friday night, you have that opportunity. Lots of people consider The Room to be one of the worst movies ever made. Greg Sestero is my guest. He's the author of The Disaster Artist, which is, of course, about the making of The Room and his relationship with the writer, director, and star, Tommy Wiseau. And we welcome Greg back. Greg, welcome back, man.
Yeah, good to be here.
All right, cool. So tell everybody about what you're going to do at the Music Box. The screening is at midnight, but you have a multimedia. You're going to be there live with a multimedia event that starts at 10 o'clock. By the way, you can go to themusicbox.com for more information and tickets. What's this thing going to be?
So one of the big things that people see The Room is their, you know, their answer is how in the hell did this thing get made? And so I was lucky enough to have kept a lot of the behind the scenes footage from filming. And so I cut together, you know, a short documentary with interviews from the cast, behind the scenes stuff. And so I'm going to be screening that at 10. And then I'm going to do a book reading. And then one of the great things is when I was roommates with Tommy, you know, he had disappeared during a time, and he wrote a script that he said was going to shock people, that people won't be able to sleep for 2 weeks. And he came back and he gave me that script, and it was the very first draft of The Room, straight from his mind, unedited, unfiltered, and I kept it, and it's an absolute masterpiece. I mean, there is laughter with every line on every page. And so what I'll do is I'll invite audience members to come up, and we'll do a reading.
That's awesome.
You know, we'll read scenes from the original script that is far weirder than the actual film, which is hard to believe. There is a more bizarre version of The Room out there. So we'll read some scenes from that. I'll do a Q&A. And then I'll, you know, do a book signing and all that stuff afterwards. Oh, and then the movie comes on at 12.
That sounds like a great night. That sounds like an absolute blast, man. Behind-the-scenes documentary that nobody's seen with extra footage, live script reading with audience members, screening of the movie, and you can get the book, The Disaster Artist, there. That's cool. Now, have you started the tour? How many cities have you done with this?
I've gone just about everywhere. I'm finally, now that the adaptation's starting up, I'm finally going to be wrapping up. I've been to Australia, I've been to Europe, I've been all over Canada. So I've kind of been everywhere now with the book and with The Room. So
are you documenting the tour? You have somebody like filming it for you and stuff?
I've had some stuff done. Yeah, it's really hard to believe that, you know, this thing's still going.
That's amazing. Now, how is your relationship with Tommy now? Do you still? I mean, he still comes to screenings of The Room, doesn't he? To midnight screenings and things like that.
Yeah, he still does some things like I think once a month or once every other month. I think he's got a few ideas for new movies that he wants to do. But we still toss the football around every once in a while.
Oh man! So now, as your involvement in the movie version of The Disaster Artist, how is that going to go? Are you going to consult on it? Are you going to be part of it? Are you going to be on the set when they shoot it?
Yeah, I've just been consulting, trying to basically share the story exactly what it was like and help out as much as I can. I think a big part of putting your story is in the right hands and kind of letting them do their thing. So I'm just here to offer whatever I can.
Okay, very cool. Now, have you talked to Tommy about this current show that you're doing, The Disaster Artist Live, an evening inside the room with Greg Sestero? Does he know about that, that you've got the script, that you read from it with people? How does he feel?
Yeah,
I'm sure he's probably fine with it, right?
Yeah, no, he's cool with it.
Yeah.
He's totally cool with it.
Now, what are some of the more memorable line readings that you've gotten? I mean, I'm sure you've had some really funny and entertaining audience members read with you, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's just what's great about the script is all you have to do is just present it. All you have to do is just read the line. They're written in Tommy's voice, so all you have to do is just read them, and it comes to life. The humor jumps off the page, and then there's also something else I love about the script is the narration. He'll put he put like all caps in parentheses throughout the script, and that in itself, reading those out loud, it's brilliant. I mean, there's a lot of times you have to stop reading for like 20 seconds because people are laughing so hard at what's being said.
Yeah.
So, it is different than The Room. Like the first line is Lisa, and then at one point Johnny starts referring to some character named Old Man Donkey. It's all the stuff that you're just trying to understand. It's really there's new like bizarre things like rape scenes that weren't in the original movie. It's just a whole it's experiencing the movie in a new way.
Now, Greg, do you keep in contact with the other actors who were in the movie? And how is their reaction to what's happening to it? How do they feel?
Yeah, I've been in touch here and there with everyone that was involved. When I was writing the book, when the book came out, and I think they are, obviously probably just baffled at, I think they knew I was doing a book, but I think they figured it would be kind of a, like a little behind the scenes book, and I think they're really probably shocked that this thing keeps finding a new way to emerge.
Right, not only that, but like movie stars are going to be playing them. in a movie. I mean, that's nuts.
I think most of us were in the same boat where we just figured it was a gig and it was going to be on to the next thing. And I think, most of the cast now has kind of moved on and has families and lives outside of L.A. And
yeah.
So I think for them, this is just kind of a fun thing to revisit, a decade later to have, in their back pocket.
I remember one of the – I showed this movie to an ex girlfriend of mine, when I first got it, and I showed it to her, and she was like, "What's the deal with the roses in the love scene?" The love scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, how many roses did Tommy go through on that film?
I mean, we'd pick up a dozen red roses every day on the way to set during those shoots, and I just, I don't think that's something you will ever see again.
Yeah.
I didn't get it, but I think that was, his vision of romance.
Right.
But
it's pretty amazing. You're this is one of your final stops is in Chicago at the Music Box this Friday. Man, this is going to be a blast. 10 o'clock, behind the scenes documentary, a live script reading, book signing. Greg Sestero, one of the stars of The Room, is going to be there. And then at midnight, you will see the movie itself. And again, I can't stress this enough. If you have not seen The Room, particularly at the music box with a live audience. It is an incredible experience, and this sounds like it's going to be a blast, man. What a fun evening that this is going to be at the music box. I expect a huge crowd, especially now. This is the first time you've done this particular event in Chicago, correct?
Yeah. Since the book came out, yeah. So I'm really excited to be having Chicago be one of the last stops, considering, you know, this is the crowd that really made the biggest impact on me while I was touring.
Yeah.
With the movie.
That's great, man. Well, listen, congratulations on all your success. Anything you're going to be working on besides, you know, the film being made of The Disaster Artist? Are you personally working on anything else?
Yeah, I did a horror comedy with Patton Oswalt that recently came out, called Dude Bro Party Massacre 3. There is no 1 and 2. It's part 3. I'm working on a television pilot idea. I think some of the best stuff I feel like I've seen has been on TV.
Yeah.
You know, the new Fargo series, yeah. True Detective, and so I'm going to try to tackle that genre.
All right.
Create something for TV. So
it's a great story, a unique story, Greg, and you did a great job bringing it to life in The Disaster Artist. Congratulations on James Franco and Seth Rogen and those guys putting the movie together. And it sounds like Friday night's going to be a blast, man. Always fun having you on, and I'll have you back on soon, okay, buddy?
Definitely. Thanks again, Nick.
Okay, man, absolutely. There you go. There's Greg Sestero, who is the co-star of the movie The Room, which is considered by many to be the worst movie ever made, and the book that he wrote about the making of The Room and his relationship with the crazy director, called The Disaster Artist, is a terrific read. You can check out thedisasterartistbook.com, and for tickets for the great event, the multimedia presentation with Greg Sestero in person and the screening of The Room, go to themusicboxtheater.com, and all the information is there. You got to go to this. It's going to be a blast. Friday night. Check it out. Okay, we'll take a quick break on 720 WGN. We got weather and we got traffic.